Stories from Shoney, Story 6, A Tribute to Caleb. We wanted to give you a heads up. This is a story about one of our dogs who recently died.
Hey Shoney, where's Caleb? His box has been empty for 2 moons now. Shoney, why do you look so down?
Oh, hi there, Silas. Why, I was just thinking about Caleb, and perhaps that's why I look so down. Silas, Caleb isn't coming back.
Oh, did the master find him a new home like those other dogs? I noticed he hasn't been chosen at all in the fall runs ever since the incident with Squirrel.
No, Silas, Caleb didn't move to a new kennel. Well, he sort of did, but not like you think. See, he hasn't been running with us because Caleb was not feeling well, and the incident happened because he wasn't acting like himself anymore.
I don't get it. How can you sort of move to a new kennel?
Well, hi, Levi. See, Caleb is no longer here because, well, he died. We don't actually know where dogs go when they die, but I overheard the master tell his little girl about a place called Heaven. This is a place where people go when they die, I guess. The master said that he knew for sure that there were horses in heaven, so he told his little girl that surely God would have dogs live there too. So that's what I mean. This place, called Heaven, must have a kennel, and that's where Caleb must have gone.
So wait a minute. You're trying to say we won't be seeing Caleb again, 'cause if he went to another kennel, you know, we could see him at the races.
Oh, Caleb was like my big mean brother, even though we didn't come from the same litter. Though he picked on me a lot, I guess I might just miss him.
Yeah, Caleb did have his ways. He liked to be the alpha dog for sure. But for me, he was like one of my sons.
Well, I have to admit, I had not been real nice to him since the incident. You know, he really hurt Squirrel's paw, and when Squirrel had to be put up in the big dog house for a whole week, and well, I was, well, really lonely since he's my neighbor and all.
I wonder what Baruch is going to say about Caleb going to Kennel 11. I gotta go tell my sister Misha. She'll want to know, you know.
Oh, I'm not sure about Baruch either, but do go give Misha my best. And to take care of herself until those little pups are born.
Shoney?
Yes, Silas?
Did Caleb know he was going to Kennel Heaven?
Well, I believe he did. As the master led him away, he looked back at me and said, "Goodbye, Shoney," and then said, "You're the best," and gave me one of his dashing smiles with his manly ways. Wasn't that sweet of him to say?
Well, Shoney, you are the best. And you and Caleb have been running together for 2 kennels now. Weren't you there when he was born in the last kennel?
Oh, well, I was there when they brought him home. Oh, he was so macho and full of pride, even at 8 weeks old, strutting around like an alpha dog, even then.
Is that why he and Baruch never got along? 'Cause they both thought they were the alpha dog. You know dogs don't want to be the head of the pack.
Yes, I think that's it exactly, Silas. See, they both are Siberians who run wheel, too. Oh, and that just didn't help. Oh, here comes Baruch now.
Hey, guys. Why the grumpy, soppy-looking faces? Someone mark your water?
Well, Baruch, we were just talking about our teammate, Caleb.
Oh, that old bristlepad. Where is he, anyways?
Baruch? Caleb is gone for good. He moved to Kennel Heaven because he died. He was sick, Baruch.
Well, I think we should be throwing a party. Because now we don't have to worry about old Grumpy Paws picking a fight with us.
Baruch, despite Caleb's last days with us, we certainly are not going to throw a party because he died. Caleb was a noble teammate to us, and we need to remember the good that he brought us, not the bad.
No disrespect, Shoney, but nothing good is coming to mind. Well, gotta go and hydrate. It looks like the master's bringing the trailer around.
Shoney, don't mind him. He's all male with a capital M. I have an idea. When we get in the box traveling tonight, could you tell us a story about Caleb so we can remember him in a good way?
Why, that's a grand idea, Silas. And Baruch will be forced to listen, too.
Hey guys, quiet down. Shoni's gonna tell a story about Caleb. It's kind of like our own goodbye to him.
Well now, is everyone settled down and comfy in your box?
Yes, sir.
Well, I met Caleb at a hard time in my life. After my second litter of pups, the master decided to sell me to another kennel. Oh, it's hard saying goodbye to your kids, but I was also saying goodbye to the kennel that I was born in. The new kennel was at a farm, so life was interesting, but I was still kind of sad. And then in walked Caleb, all full of 8 weeks, as red as the barn, and full of attitude.
Hey everyone, I'm here! Aren't I gonna be a good sled dog?
Oh, the others scoffed at him, but I just chuckled because he just tickled my heart. As he grew, we could tell that he was going to make a great wheel because he got bigger and bigger, and oh, did he love to pull. But the one thing about that kennel was that there was one really large, in-charge alpha male, and even little dominant Caleb would get right in line when he was around. And when we came to this kennel, well, there was just little Levi and Misha.
Hey, I'm not little.
Oh, well, you were then, Levi. Not even a year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear me. I'm getting off track. Well, let me tell you a story about Caleb. We were on our way to a place where it gets real cold because the trail ran along a big lake. Caleb was all excited because he was going to be in a three-dog race with me. See, he liked smaller teams. Well, I think because he could show off about how strong he was. Yes, he did like everyone knowing he was strong. The trail was different also because on the way back to the finish, you actually end up on the same trail you leave from. So we were bound to have head-on traffic as well as our normal passing. I remember getting excited, oh, just because he was so young and he was excited. So off we went and we passed a couple teams right away. Then we came upon a team that was just a hair faster than us, and we followed them for a while. Well, I gave the team an encouraging bark to pick it up, and our master called trail. Well, it seems that this musher was not real thrilled with the idea, and finally heated. His lead dog had a similar attitude and was barking mean comments as we passed, and even tried to nip at my tail, while Caleb was ready to eat his tail. But I called him off and told him to focus on our purpose, and we really pressed in and made good time.
Shoni, you could have just let me get the tip of his tail.
Oh, that guy was sure asking for it. How dare he try to nip you, Shoni?
Caleb, Bethy, the purpose of this race is to win it, not to be bothered by pesky pups with an appetite for tail souffle.
Shoni's right, Caleb. His tail would have probably been fat-free or low sodium, too. Yuck!
There's the finish. Shoni, I'm pressing in. Look at the crowd. They're all cheering for me.
Well, let's see, Caleb. It's either you, me, Shoni, the master, or maybe, just maybe, they are cheering all of us together, you know, like a team cheer.
Maybe, maybe not.
Well, we did great that day. Oh, the master was so pleased. We got to leave the chute real early the next day, and since we placed well, everything was going fine until we had a head-on with that same team with the nasty nipper. I told the two to just put their heads down and plow on by, but that lead had different plans, and obviously his master didn't care. He dove straight on me. Forget my tail, he was aiming to bring me down. Do you know what happened next?
That's it, you mangy mixed-up excuse for a lead. How does that feel? And that. And as for your tail, oh, yuck. It does taste like a fat-free, low-sodium piece of bark.
Puh. Go get him, Caleb. I'll keep the rest of his team off of you.
Of course, I ended up with a couple of puncture wounds, but my real memory of that race was Caleb. and how he protected me. See, he was all macho male, and maybe he picked on some of you at times, but his heart was good. I wish you all could have seen him flatten that nasty nipper. And when he came to this kennel, he was the alpha dog at first, then others came, who were faster and stronger, and that was hard for Caleb. Then the sickness came, which most of you knew nothing about.
Hey, Shoni, it's me, Zadok, one of the yearlings. Of course, I didn't really get to know Caleb since I knew and all, but could I just ask a question?
Why, sure, Zadok.
Well, who won the race?
Oh, well, that shows promise, Zadok. I can see you're going to make a great sled dog. Well, once the masters got involved and pulled them off me, I showed the master that I wanted to finish this race because no mangy mixed-up excuse for a lead was going to mess up our good race. No one had passed us because most mushers will stay far away from an all-out dogfight. We had it in, even though I was bleeding and Caleb had a fat lip. We did our best, and we won the master a second-place trophy.
Wow! So not only did Caleb defend the team, but he was a finisher.
That's right, Zadok. I can surely say those two things about Caleb. Well, gang, I know all you males won't have to go toe-to-toe with Caleb and his macho ways anymore. And perhaps your last memories of Caleb weren't good ones. I'm not giving Caleb an excuse for behaving poorly, but maybe you can all just remember that race instead. See, no one is perfect. And when we choose to understand why someone might be having a bad day, instead of being offended by someone having a bad day, well, we'd all be better dogs.
Everyone, this is Squirrel. Well, I just want to go on the record and let everyone know I forgave Caleb for hurting my paw. Before he moved on to Kennel Heaven. See, you all should know that I was teasing Caleb for eating his food so slowly. I kind of knew he had something wrong with him, but I teased him instead. Really, I needed forgiveness from Caleb.
Wow, Squirrel, that really shows good character.
Shoni, this is Baruch. I'm sorry for how I acted about Caleb earlier today. I didn't know you were that close to him. You know, I guess I've always known Caleb deserved to be alpha male. But I just never would give it up when he was around. Now I kind of wish I had got to know him a little bit more and learned from him whatever he could have taught me since he was older and all.
Well, Baruch, I think we have all learned that lesson tonight. Understanding someone's behavior is a wise choice for all of us to make. Oh, well, this old girl is tuckered out and getting lulled to sleep by this trailer. Let's all have sweet memories of Caleb tonight, and let's rip it up on the trail tomorrow. In his memory, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, and don't ever bother tasting anyone's tail. That fat-free stuff will make you bark up your kibble.
Oh, Lizzie Gray, how sweet the sun.
Soon, Caleb.
See ya.